About a dozen cats laze around a grassy spot near the Two River confluence north of Sacramento. It's dinner time. A van pulls up. The cats run to it. A man pulls kibble and canned food out of his trunk. The cat feeder doesn't want to be recorded for this story. He leaves the picnic area with the sounds of little mouths chomping. That's not a cat eating. It's a skunk. The commercial food drop has lured honking geese, swooping magpies, and multicolored cats. The scene may look pastoral, but county officials say the cats here are a problem.
I would call them invasive species.
John Havicon has been a Sacramento County Ranger for 30 years, and he says the cats have been here as long as he has. There are about 75 to 100 of them in the parkway. He says they go after the songbirds and the native birds near the ground. Cats eat the food of other animals, too.
The hawks, the owls, fox, raccoons, you know, they're all kind of dependent on the same food sources, and the cat is taking those food sources, and so they will tend to go away. So we'll see less of the wildlife and more cats, or here, skunks.
Havicon says the cats here may not have had veterinary care, and they can pass diseases onto raccoons, fox, and other wild mammals. The cats stay where people feed them. Havicon says you can get a ticket for feeding ducks and geese, but not for feeding the cats.
You know, and it's in their heart. I mean, they just have to take care of these animals.
It's a natural human emotion and reaction, but unfortunately we don't often think about the broad ecological impact that can have.
Karen Shapiro is with the UC Davis School of Veterinary Medicine. She says not only do outdoor cats devastate bird and rodent populations, their feces carry dangerous parasites like toxoplasma. When a cat is infected for the first time, it can shed hundreds of millions of parasite eggs, which persist in the environment for years.
Toxoplasma is incredibly prevalent in people. It's thought to infect about one-third of humans globally.
Most people who have toxoplasmosis show no symptoms, but the parasite can be fatal to people with compromised immune systems. Toxoplasma has also been linked to schizophrenia and behavior change, and Shapiro says it doesn't just affect humans.
So in California, toxoplasma makes its way into the ocean through freshwater runoff, where it infects a large proportion of sea otters. Sea otters are classified as threatened, and infectious diseases are an important cause of death in these animals.
Contaminated cat poop can wind up in our gardens, our storm drains, and eventually in our drinking water. Shapiro says the cat population can be managed through neutering and relocation to barns. But cats will still kill other critters and shed pathogens. Shapiro likes cats, but she says feral cats are a problem.
There is no easy solution. I think as much as possible, we should aim to reduce and eventually eliminate such cat colonies.
Discovery Park's ecosystem was not on Doug's mind when he shared his sandwich with a cat one evening. He didn't want us to use his last name.
I was bored. I was really fishing. And the cats ran over to me, so I thought, well, I'll share some food with them.
The cats attracted a small crowd of walkers around sundown who, for the most part, didn't have a problem with cat feeding.
I think it's a free country.
I think it's their home now. There's so many. I think we have to accept it, probably.
I don't think the feral cats are a problem, as so long as they're spayed and neutered. I like them, actually. They're the river cats. That's what we are, the river cats.
Rumors have it a woman regularly feeds the cats and has at least some of them neutered. Coyotes have been coming around the park, and they keep the population down. The county wishes people would take the cats home, but it's hard to tell when a cat is feral and when it's actually someone's pet. Pauline Bartolone, Capital Public Radio News.